In a major American city, voters in the mayoral race are being asked to choose between an older, established corporate Democrat and a younger, progressive challenger with an affordability message. No, not that one. This is Katie Wilson, who co-founded Seattle's Transit Riders Union and is challenging the city's current mayor, Bruce Harrell, for his seat.
Bruce Harrell is doing a bad job. Housing costs are through the roof. We're going to fight to bring them down.
And even though she's never held elected office before, Wilson already trounced him in the primary. Check out the map of primary votes. Harrell in green got all the expensive waterfront neighborhoods, while Wilson won the rest. This mayor's race is a referendum on inequality and affordability in Seattle, where the richest fifth rake in $345,000 per household, and the poorest fifth bring in just under $19,000. Ordinary working people in Seattle are struggling to keep up with consumer prices, which are 13% higher than the national average, and housing prices, which are 50% higher than the national average. Wilson herself is a renter, and housing costs have taken center stage in the race, followed closely by other cost of living issues. Her platform focuses on things like social housing and public transit, guided by the principle that the city should invest in ambitious public infrastructure projects to benefit all residents, rather than just currying favor with the tech elite and hoping that the wealth will just magically trickle down. What will she do if she wins? Katie Wilson's proposals are pretty familiar if you've been following Zohra Mamdani's campaign. They both came out of the same populist progressive movement intent on taxing the rich to make American cities affordable for working class people. On housing, Wilson plans to champion and expand on the social housing policy that Seattle already passed. Her platform aims to build thousands of new mixed income units that serve as a public option for housing, providing much needed shelter and bringing rents down across the city. They'll be built with union labor, providing good jobs to working class Seattleites. Wilson also wants to crack down on bad landlords, strengthen renter protections, empower community land trusts, and algorithmic price fixing on rents, and limit private equity's ability to snap up homes. Like Mamdani, Wilson is proposing publicly owned grocery stores to meet the neighborhood's needs for both food and jobs. And like Mamdani, she wants to close tax loopholes on luxury properties while giving a tax break to working class homeowners. Katie Wilson's platform is studded with some of the best ideas coming out of the progressive movement right now, from fare-free public transit, to implementing a just cause rule that prevents workers from being fired on a whim, to even making large employers pay for their workers' commutes, especially important since policies benefiting those same employers keep pushing working class people out to the suburbs. Harrell's campaign has been backed by big donors from real estate and landlord groups, finance, and big tech. Meanwhile, Wilson's campaign has grown with the support of labor unions, progressive advocacy organizations, renter groups, and a huge army of grassroots volunteers. Wilson frames Seattle as a city of plenty, as in there's a lot to go around. It just isn't being shared with the nurses, teachers, bus drivers, retail and service workers, and other everyday people who make Seattle function. Katie Wilson stands a good shot at beating Bruce Harrell on Tuesday. If she does, and if Zohra does too, then working class people will have champions in the mayor's office from coast to coast.